Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Kloninger. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Tony Kloninger. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting third. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cannell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ty Cline now playing left field. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kloninger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kloninger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeLahaz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Tony Cloninger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cloninger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Christopher hits a line drive towards short. Menke catches it and throws to first to double up Harkness. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott strikes out. 1 out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. 2 outs. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallard bunts towards third. Delahos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Harkness hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Harkness reaches second base with a double. Stallard goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harkness scores. Christopher moves to third. It's 4-0, Mets. Chichi Olivo now pitching. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into center field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Christopher scores. Altman scores. Elliott moves to third. Gonder moves to second. It's 6-0, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elliott scores. Gonder scores. Smith moves to third. It's 8-0, Mets. Bob Sadowski now pitching. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a pop-up towards short. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling is called out on strikes. One out. Wade Blasingame pinch hits for Bob Sadowski. Wade Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cecil Butler now pitching. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stallard strikes out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harkness moves to second. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-0, Mets. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May bunts towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron is called out on strikes. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein bunts towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeLahaz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Kolb pinch hits for Cecil Butler. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 3 in the game. Menke strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Milwaukee Braves, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.